96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. New music from Montel Jordan featuring Lecrae, When I'm Around You. And also in the building, Queen.
What's up, Allison and Mark and everybody?
What's up, Aisha?
So we have a special guest on the line.
Yeah, we do. Earlier on Fox 5 Morning and Good Day DC, we were talking about comedian Monique, and news broke that she is suing Netflix over that lowball salary. And I heard from John, who was like, here's another perspective on that. So we needed to get the scoop from you firsthand, sir. What do you think about all this?
Who is this, babe? Who are we talking to? What expert do we have on the line?
This is John Murray, lifestyle and entertainment expert.
Excuse me. The John.
J-A-W-N.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted. Okay. Yeah, right.
Jean.
Don't love on me too good. I might get a big hit, y'all. Don't.
But we love you and appreciate
you. Already
you
already did.
So what do you think?
In the words of Pay LaBelle, I love that you love me. Thank you so much. Now listen, full disclosure, you know, I had vowed a year and a half ago never to discuss Monique publicly again. But Mark, I understand why you married Allison, because she can convince you to do things that you say you'll never do again.
Thanks, John.
You're right.
This, I have a little bit of history with Monique because several years ago, I was on the Cafe Mocha radio show, which comes on weekends on WHUR, and we were talking about Monique's interview where she discussed being blackballed. And she was listening to the interview, and she didn't like my analysis of why she is a non-working former Hollywood star in the business. And so I ended up coming back on the show with her, and it didn't go so well for her in Sydney. So after all of that happened, mind my business for 3 years, and then her and Sydney went on their video podcast and started, like, taking shots at me. So after, you know, I kind of checked her real good. I vowed never to discuss her again. So today I'm breaking my silence because this lawsuit with Netflix is probably the funniest thing she's done in a decade.
Ooh.
But here's the thing. Everybody knows that Netflix bases their offers to entertainers based on an algorithm. It includes what is your touring and your hard ticket sales. What is the demographic that you have? Because Netflix has a very specific demographic that comes and watches the streaming platform. And then are you going to enhance the streaming audience? Is there going to be new subscriptions? Are you bringing unique viewers? And so when Netflix went to go see Monique, to see her comedy show, to give her an offer, they went to see her at a comedy club, which I'm told was not sold out. When they went to see Dave Chappelle before giving him a $40 million per special comedy offer, they went to see him at an arena. So some things really are simple arithmetic. And even Wanda Sykes, who at one point came out and supported Monique and said, well, they gave me a low offer. She actually went back out on a comedy tour, then went back to Netflix and got a better offer. And so she has a special there. Shonda Rhimes, a woman of color, has one of the largest deals at Netflix, $100 million. Kenya Barris, who created Blackish, a black man, $100 million deal. Chris Rock, $40 million deal. Kevin Hart, Trevor Noah, Arsenio Hall. There's so many people of color with deals that warrant the audience that they bring. And unfortunately for Monique, she has spent the last 5 or 6 years ranting and raging and being angry on the internet, and she's not putting butts in seats and demanding a comedy audience. So unless you show people that you're a comic who can actually sell tickets, you're going to continue to get lower and lower offers from Netflix and any other company. And the reality is that there are many companies in Hollywood that won't touch Monique with a 10-foot pole again. That's factual and actual, and there's a history of that that was disclosed by Will Packer. Mm. So the real concern for Monique in this lawsuit is that I think she thinks Netflix will probably settle because she could use the liquid cash right now. What I hope doesn't happen for her is that they don't disclose her, make her disclose her financial records. Because if people get a real look into what's really going on with Monique right now, they'll realize that all this stuff that's going on with her really is a whole lot of smoke and mirrors.
John, you know.
You be breaking
John,
it down.
John Murray, broken silence exclusive on our show.
We appreciate you.
John, be safe in them streets.
I know.
John Murray joining us on WHUR. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Anytime.